Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Hi, everyone. I'm Vincent Joe.
Hi, I'm Kathy Reed.
And I'm Allison Reed.
Hi, I'm Ashley.
Hi, I'm Grace.
We're from the Haydenettes.
I am Mark Henretti.
Ciao a tutti, siamo Rebecca Ghirardi.
E Filippo Ambrosini.
E vi diamo il benvenuto a
This Weekend Skating.
Welcome to This Week in Skating, the weekly podcast bringing you the latest news from the world of figure skating. Here are your hosts, Daphne, Gina, and Matteo.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of This Week in Skating.
Our last one of June.
I know. Can you believe it?
Time flies.
It does.
Like, in a couple days, it's going to be the start, officially, of the 2024-2025 season.
Yeah.
July 1st.
I know, it's crazy. I'm excited, though, because about 2 weeks from now, I'm going to Dallas. I'm going to have a little bit of a vacation and then going to Plano for Dallas Classic, and I cannot wait. I love getting to start my season at this competition every year. Robin is going with me, so it's the two of us. Anne is not making the trip because she is working on moving. So she's working on that project. It's been going on for a while. She has just a lot to go through and get everything organized for the move. So she will join us in Lake Placid, though, later this month. One thing I wanted to mention is, this past Sunday, we celebrated International Olympic Day. There were tons of posts on social media, and it's just been very, very busy because the Summer Olympics, they're upon us. The Olympic trials have been going on.
I've been excited. I've been watching swimming and diving mostly. Track, I'm not a big track viewer, but I did have it on a couple of days last week. And I'm really excited this week because my best friend and my goddaughter and my friend's husband are heading to the U.S. Gymnastics Olympic Trials. So I can't wait. They told me they're going to FaceTime me from there, but I can't wait to hear all about their experience because having gone to, we don't have the Olympic trials, but the fact that I've gone to 3 nationals where an Olympic team has been decided, it's a really cool experience. And for them, this is a once in a lifetime experience. My goddaughter does gymnastics. She's 9. I gave her a challenge. I said, you need to come back with at least one autograph from a gymnast. She said she's on it. So I'm really happy for them, and I can't wait to hear all about it, and it's exciting, and so I hope to watch a little bit. But yeah, I'm feeling all this Olympics excitement. Even my goddaughter's gymnastics fun meet she had this past weekend, they played the Olympic music.
Oh, wow.
And they had a torch. They had a little torch, and they had all this Paris stuff. Like, the girls marched out onto the floor, you know, with their little behind, you know, the numbers of their group. And the girls were all dressed in little berets, and they looked Paris themed. It was really cool. So everybody's feeling the Olympic spirit right now. So I'm excited that it's coming up, and I was excited to see all of our skaters make their posts about International Olympic Day.
Yeah, it's very exciting. We're about a month out from the Summer Olympics. So, yeah, the countries are finalizing their teams, and there'll be a lot of excitement going on. Again, it's not that long after the last Olympics, which had gotten postponed due to the COVID pandemic to 2021. And so it's only been a couple of years in between. Before you know it, though, we are going to be getting ready for the Winter Olympics, and this is the penultimate season. There's usually a lot of moving and shaking during this time. People are trying to get into position, and especially with Worlds being in Boston, we're going to see countries qualify their spots this year. And so that's very exciting. Having seen U.S. Olympic teams get announced in figure skating, it's going to be a lot of fun to be there in person as the first allotments for the 2026 Winter Olympics are figured out. So I'm excited for that. We will kick this off with some general skating news. ISU announced that the Ecuadorian Figure Skating Federation has been granted full membership. The ISU also announced that the 2025 ISU Figure Skating Awards are going to be held in conjunction with a gala and closing banquet at the 2025 World Championships in Boston.
The fourth Junior Grand Prix stage has been relocated from Istanbul to Ankara, so we were waiting to understand where we would be, and here is the location.
Well, moving on to some safe environment news. The Korea Skating Union began disciplinary proceedings after some members of the national figure skating team violated training regulations at a camp in Italy, and we talked about this a couple weeks ago, that it was involving drinking. However, during the Korea Skating Union investigation, it was discovered that as well as drinking, skater A, whose name has not been released, was sexually harassed junior skater C. Again, names are not being mentioned. Skater A has been suspended for 3 years. Skater B has a 1-year suspension for drinking and taking sexually offensive photos of skater A. And again, no names mentioned. Junior skater C received a reprimand for entering the women's dormitory. Now, skater A and skater B plan to request a retrial. The Korean Federation will hold a meeting with parents to review their athlete education program. The Federation plans to report the two skaters to the Sports Ethics Center regardless of a retrial. So we'll just keep following this news. We will report on anything that comes out confirmed. I know there is a lot of things being thrown out on social media, including names, and we are not reporting any names until it has been reported by either officials or the Korean Skating Federation.
So moving on to our event results, this section is going to continue to grow as we get deeper into the season. The 2024 Lake Placid Figure Skating Championships took place in Lake Placid, New York this past weekend. Chesapeake Open took place in Laurel, Maryland. This is part of the National Solo Dance Series for the Eastern Section. also held was the 2024 Ice Dance Camp. I can't remember when they started holding a camp there, but it's been a very long time.
Arizona Ice Classic competition took place in Chandler, Arizona.
The Braemar competition was in Edina, Minnesota.
And the British Columbia Yukon Territory Section Super Series High Performance took place as well. We will have links to all of those results in our show notes.
And because of this, though, these competitions, there were some program announcements that kind of came out because some skaters debuted programs. So make sure you go and check out thisweekinskating.com and our program announcement page, because I posted programs from Cal Mira, short program and free skate, Wesley Chu short program, Minsil Kwan free skate, and some of the ice dance programs that debuted at Chesapeake this weekend. So make sure you check that out. The link will be in the show notes.
So moving on to recent interviews and articles. Congratulations are in order for Madison Chalk and Evan Bates, who got married June 20th in Hawaii.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month?
They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster.
That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
People Magazine had the exclusive photos and report. And their guests included Adam Rippon, Alexa Knierim, and Merrill Davis. The newlyweds also announced that they have plans to compete until the 2026 Winter Olympics in Italy. So that just leaves Piper and Paul as the last of our world medalists to announce what their plans are.
And it's quite exciting, isn't it? Because we're not quite sure, but now we got two of the three confirming that they're going to go ahead. And it's going to be very interesting to see these super experienced teams try to stretch themselves all the way to the next Winter Olympic Games while they have pressure from the teams below them that are eager to step up and get the medals that these three experienced teams keep holding on to themselves. Going to be a great time leading to the Olympic Games, I'm sure.
Definitely.
Well, the wedding looked beautiful, I have to say, and I might have been kind of keeping an eye on social media around June 20th because I wanted to see the photos, and it was a little delayed. We didn't see them until like 2 days later, but it looked beautiful. It looked like everyone who went to Hawaii had a wonderful time, beautiful weather, beautiful venue. So I hope they had a wonderful day and are enjoying their honeymoon in Hawaii, because I think that was what the article said they were going to be celebrating in Hawaii before they get ready for next season.
And Madison was wearing a beautiful dress by Vera Wong, which was phenomenal. There was also an article and video on the ISU website about the historic debut on the international stage for New Zealand's team Titanium, competing at the ISU World Junior Synchronized Skating Championships 2024. They were the first New Zealand team to participate in an ISU championships.
Very cool. Well, moving on to social media updates. Marai Nagasu made a lot of social media posts this past week with some big news. So she posted last week, June 18th, that she and her longtime boyfriend, Michael Bermonti, who was an ice dancer, who coaches ice dance at the Skating Club of Boston, got engaged a year ago. But she just made the post now. And then 2 days later, Marai also posted a video of a partnership that she's doing with Visit Boston. And in the video, she is holding a little baby who she said is her son. So she unveiled that she has a son named Ty. So she is the queen of just, you know, these little like, oh, hey, by the way, I got engaged a year ago. I had a baby a couple months ago. Totally Marai Nagasu on making these big announcements.
I love it.
Just kind of like everyday, you know, regular posts. So congratulations to her.
I love that Mirai just does things her own way. I think it's really special.
Very subtle. Yeah. She's always been like that. Having worked with her on her website, she's just kind of sometimes random, very subtle. And so this fit her
perfectly.
Right to a T. I was not surprised by this and how she went about things. So
Pairs coach Trudy Oatman's posted about a new Pairs team representing the U.S. Megan Fredette has teamed up with Danielle Ciancia. And that was posted on Instagram.
Also on Instagram, Axel Ahmed posted that he and Yasmin Yajou are a new pair team for France.
So Madeline Breu and Namu Lee are a new ice dance team. They were listed on the roster for a competition. They are going to represent Korea. Also, Vanessa Pham and Anton Spiridonov are listed on a roster for a competition in Quebec. Congratulations on those two new partnerships.
Yeah. Well, June usually is graduations, and so Caroline Mullen graduated from high school this past month, and there were photos up, and I also believe Jessica Callalang graduated from college. So I was seeing some of her posts as well. So congratulations to all of our skaters who graduated from high school or college this spring.
There were lots of social media posts from Fantasy on Ice in Japan. The cast was quite big and actually with a lot of very important names. But what we want to mention is that there were videos and photos of Guillaume Cizeron and Stéphane Lambiel performing together from the show, and that looked quite beautiful.
If I remember correctly, Jordan has some early videos of them skating together, and it's wonderful to see athletes embracing the art of performance in this way. I'm really excited. So moving on to upcoming events for the week, we have the Broadmoor Open taking place in Colorado Springs from June 23rd through the 28th. The 2024 Jump On It Camp by invitation only is going to take place on June 28th.
Well, the National Theater on Ice is taking place in Evansville, Indiana this week. So best of luck to all of our National Theater on Ice teams that are heading to their national event in Indiana.
And your True Step seminar is heading to Detroit between June 29th and 30th. This is the seminar with Nathan Chen, Jean-Luc Baker, and Sam Chouinard. It was in Seattle a few weeks ago.
Well, this seems like a really short episode of This Week in Skating, but that happens every once in a while. I feel like normally we would have gotten Grand Prix assignments this week, but we got them several weeks ago, so we don't have that to talk about. So just to give you guys a heads up, we may take a week off here and there the rest of the summer just because the news might be light, and plus, we need to pace ourselves for next season, or this season, as it happens.
Well, yeah, and then in a couple weeks, we will be starting the NQS events, and Daphne's going to the very first one. So, so things will get a little bit busier, but it's still that kind of quiet break before things really get into high gear.
They're definitely going to amp up soon. Well, we like to end every episode by shining a spotlight on what's going on at our respective websites and This Week in Skating. Matteo, what's going on at This Week in Skating?
You might see a post up soon with Gina and I enjoying our This Week in Skating swag. Keep an eye open for it and check our website to find out what you can get from our shop.
Well, over at IDC, I had a Q&A with ice dancer Chloe Felton. She is the 2023 U.S. Gold International Shadow Dance Champion, along with her partner, Jordan Penny. And it was a lot of fun to check in with her. I've got more articles and interviews planned. It's going to be a busy time heading up to events starting in just 2 weeks. Gina, what's going on at FSO?
Well, over at FSO, I'm excited to launch a new section of our website. It's called Synchro Central, and that should be coming up on the day of this podcast, Tuesday.
Wow. Well, that's it for this week. We will see you next time.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of This Week in Skating. Remember, you can keep up with us throughout the week by visiting our website at www.thisweekinskating.com. Connect with us on social media for additional updates. You can find us on Twitter at This Week in Skating without the E's, or Facebook, Instagram, and Threads at This Week in Skating. You got a burning question or feedback for Gina, Daphne, or Mateo? Reach out to us via social media or drop us an email at thisweekinskating@gmail.com. And if you're really enjoying the show and want to support us further, consider joining our Patreon community at patreon.com/thisweekinskating. Until next time, have a nice week.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.